It looks like Seattle is going to have a new mayor. State Senator Ed Murray leads incumbent Mike McGinn by 13 percentage points. We're joined by the mayor apparent, Ed Murray. Congratulations, Ed Murray.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Have you gotten a call from Mike McGinn?
I have not. I understand he's going to wait to look at some more results, but our campaigns are talking.
You ran as the can-do candidate, the guy who gets things done. Let's be more specific. When we talk to you a year from today, what are you going to be pointing to and said, I got this done?
First of all, we'll have a chief in place of our police department who will know how to change the culture of the police department, restore morale, and build relationships with the city, with the citizens of this city. We will move forward with police reform and institute the training and skill sets that those officers need. Secondly, we will convene in the first 100 days a neighborhood summit to talk about how neighborhoods can be re-involved in the discussion around growth and density, so we can have density at the same time improving the character of our neighborhoods. Third, we have a crumbling infrastructure as far as our roads and streets, and we have some pretty conflicting tensions out there between different modes of transportation, and I think we need to take a more holistic approach about how we can make bicycles and buses and cars work together. And it'll be a different approach, more integrated approach. New York City's and other cities are using this approach, and I think it'll be successful here. That's just a very few things that we need to deal with.
Right. I did not hear on that list a $15 an hour city minimum wage.
You asked, you know, I said I have a few things on that list. The other one is to begin that discussion. As I said, it would be my approach would be to work with business and labor to find a way to phase in this approach in the city of Seattle. I'm not supportive of an initiative process in Seattle. I think we have a chance to find a win-win between business and labor.
Would you oppose an initiative if others put it on the ballot?
At this point, I would, because I think we should have a chance to try and work this out. And I think that there is interest on both sides in trying to work this out in a way that will help benefit employees and start to narrow the gap between those who have and those who have very little.
Voters have approved a measure to elect city council members by district. Did you vote for that one, Ed Murray?
So I actually did not in the end, and I was asked many times where I came down on it, and I'm not opposed to districts. I was somewhat concerned about, I would have preferred a 6-3 or a 5-4. I'm also concerned because we are so racially segregated as a city by housing, not by law, but by choice, that we might limit ourselves to the potential of only one minority candidate or council member. And that's kind of in the end what tipped me in the direction of a no, but people have spoken and we need to work with this.
You're still a state senator, Ed Murray, in your day job, and the special session of the legislature begins tomorrow. A couple things on the agenda. One is a package to keep Boeing building the 777 here. Do you predict that will be approved?
You know, the hope is that it will be improved. There's also the discussions around when the Senate majority Republicans are willing to move transportation. I believe those two things are related, but we're going to start a series of conference calls with members this afternoon and meetings tomorrow when we're actually in Olympia.
Well, that's a good question. When I asked Governor Inslee about would he have a special session for the transportation package, which failed earlier this year, he said that only when people had come together to agree on it. Are you saying that there is not yet agreement on a transportation package that would be passed in the special session?
They're a lot closer than they were in session, but I don't see the deal sealed just yet. But that doesn't mean it can't be.
Finally, you got married during the election campaign, and I understand you delayed your honeymoon with your spouse, Michael Shiosaki. When are you going to be going?
You know, later in the month, towards the end of November, because obviously we have a lot of work to do to get the transition set up and running here in Seattle.
Thanks very much for speaking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ed Murray, Seattle's mayor-elect, presumptive mayor-elect. Mike McGinn has not conceded, but last night when he spoke to his supporters, he did say something that sounded a little like a goodbye.
Just want to say one more thing. I've always treated every day in this job as a gift. I heard this at the International District Rotary speech. It said, if you want to be happy for an hour, take a nap. You want to be happy for a day? Go fishing. For me, that'd be go hiking. I never have any fun fishing. You want to be happy for a year? Inherit a fortune. You want to be happy for a lifetime? Help others. So for the last 4 years, I can inform you I have been the happiest man in the world.
Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn, at least until January.